Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Dr. Craig Martin, and you're listening to The Inside Connection, coming to you live from L.A. Beautiful day here in L.A., kind of cold, a little bit of winter still hanging on. I was saying how March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, and it definitely came in like a lion today. We had a little bit of rain, right, Christina?
Yeah, that's cute. I love that, especially thinking about the lamb in spring, and it's right upon us. We're so fluffy and new coming into spring, so it's exciting. I like that analogy.
Yeah, very nice.
Cute.
The zodiac is particularly interesting right now because it's mostly water and air. There's a little mm-hmm. tiny bit of earth, but it's mostly water and air. So, and that's been good because we needed to get some of that air out of the way. And there was so much air in the zodiac that I think that, you know, children that were being born were probably going to be lacking a little couple of things like motivation and some essential things. Well, that fireless chart that we had forever was just making me crazy. And we're back to it again. We have a fireless chart tonight with the moon in Scorpio and the sun in Pisces. Continued happy birthdays to our Pisces friends. Mercury gone direct in Aquarius, but not quite yet in Pisces. Venus in Pisces. Mars in the latest degrees of Taurus, getting ready to go into Gemini. That is what our show is about tonight. And then still for the remainder of this year, Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius. So there's a lot of fixed sign energy tonight, a lot of really strong fixed sign energy, which means that, you know, we're in a place in time where a lot of what we're doing and the way in which we're behaving is not shifting very easily. There is certainly a little bit of mutable energy like the Pisces, Sun, and Venus that could be helpful, and particularly in romance. But I would say that in general, thinking, action, expansion, constriction, and even the emotional level, the emotional intensity that we're feeling things is very much in a immovable,
unyielding.
Fixed, you know? Yep. Yeah. So
exactly.
I mean, I like the chart. I like the chart tonight. I don't have a problem with it. I don't want to have to deal with people with no fire. but, you know, but yeah.
It is what it is. People have that. Yeah.
Correct. I mean, sometimes we're missing an element, you know, it happens.
Right.
And
right, exactly.
Yeah, it's better than missing two.
Speaking of Gemini.
Better than missing two elements.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Gemini,
that,
huh?
That I grew up with three parents.
Yeah.
I grew up with three parents. My mom was a Gemini.
We got two of those. Two sides to the same lady.
Yeah.
That's our Geminis. That's our Geminis. Mm.
I like Mars in Gemini. I think Mars in Gemini can be a really good productive placement for Mars because it creates a lot of active communication. I'm actually going to be doing a workshop on March 16th at Learn It Live about Mars and in general, Mars through the signs. So if you're interested in a little bit more information about Mars, we're going to be doing a class at learnitlive.com. on March 16th, Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific. And that's also live because their platform is live teaching. So
yeah,
I've been enjoying that a lot. So
always
Mars in Gemini, Mars in Gemini, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I know. I was trying to, think about this, especially because, you know, tonight I think is when Mars actually does go into Gemini, or maybe in a couple hours or so. And we have it there for 2 months. So we have a little bit of this energy to sit on and enjoy. I was thinking about Mars and, you know, it being our, like you said, the motivation, the assertiveness that Mars helps us with or is, you know, part of our personality. So assertiveness with words, assertiveness with communication and like getting it out there and, Maybe being a little bit all over the place, but flexible and verbal. So I think it's like a really good time to just be chatting it up and you know, talking to whoever you want to talk to. That like instinctual mind is firing up with Mars. So
it's a great really time also for it's a great time for writers, journalists, salesmen in general, because Gemini rules our capacity to sell things, because you have to be very good with words. You have to be able to know what someone wants, but then you need to be able to also explain to them why you think it's right for them. So Gemini rules sales. It's good for teachers, and we may be having the teachers going back to school soon. Joe Biden's new plan now in the next phase of the vaccinations is to vaccinate school staff. That is going to be done in March and April. So there are some changes there. And teachers are also going to be highlighted with Mars and Gemini.
Yeah, I didn't even really think about that. That's a perfect example of the, you know, action taken by, I mean, a teacher is such a archetype of a Gemini. It's somebody who's curious and wants to learn and social and sharing and all that good Gemini stuff. So putting action behind that type of energy is great. Also, I think so too. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think there's a friendliness to Gemini too. A lot of people that have, you know, I mean, it goes with that air quality of being sociable and wanting to talk with other people and connecting with other people.
Yeah. I think Gemini in general is a... It provides to people a really strong capacity for communication. Like I know that Barack Obama, he doesn't have Mars in Gemini, but he has Moon in Gemini. Mm-hmm. And when we were looking at people who do have Mars in Gemini, in order to be able to give our audience some idea of the energy that we're talking about, Martin Luther King Jr. has Mars in Gemini. So, you know, that's very powerful to be an orator, right? To be somebody that has this strong command of words and a capacity to communicate. I mean, on the flip side, there are people like Jim Morrison, who was the lead singer and lyricist of The Doors. And he was a poet. They met while they were in like Oxford, you know. The band met while they were in Oxford, and it was someone saw his poetry and was like, really, this is your poetry? And, you know, he was writing the songs that they eventually went on to publish as their music, because the lead guitarist said, you know, I can make music out of this. So, you know, there was lyricism there. People like Meryl Streep, you know, amazing capacity for dialogue. And I think when I was looking down, somebody, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, I think that his chart interested me a lot. And we actually had an accurate birth time on there. And even though he's a Taurus, Mars and Venus and Saturn in Gemini. So there's a lot of Gemini in his chart as a Taurus. And he has a way of communicating that I think is very available, right? Gemini, Donald Trump is a Gemini, right? And and has a capacity at some level to speak to the people. There are like many people that can hear him and what it is that he has to say. So Gemini is the language of the people. And if you have Gemini in your chart, you have a strong capacity to be able to connect with quote unquote, the common man, you know, whether you're doing it through politics, whether you're doing it through spirituality, whether you're doing it through rock and roll, there's a theme that they represent communicators that people can really hear.
I love that. I think too, it's just thinking, get my mind thinking here, this Gemini, about like the instinctual mind and it being like the very base mind, you know. Gemini is kind of representative of like the teenager or the young, you know, human who's learning that they have thoughts and they're going out into the world and they want to talk about it and they know that other people can talk and listen to them. And So it's very like a less abstract, but more on the person to person or idea to idea connection. So I love that. Dwayne Johnson, very interesting person. I think he definitely has a ability to motivate the masses, I want to say, even. We're using motivation with fire signs, but still, the Gemini aspect of it, using his words to with his Mars acting behind it.
Yeah, I'm thinking in that realm about what are good words. It's more about sort of inspiration, right? That that the words electrify other people's minds, right? That I think there's an inspiration that's possible in language, how you can inspire people to something by communicating to them. And that definitely might be something that I could easily give over to Gemini, you know, as something that is an energy that, because it's electric and it's excited. So it's not so much in that realm of passion and motivation and enthusiasm, the way in which we traditionally think about it in fire, but certainly Gemini has come across as being enthusiastic, right? They have so much that they want to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very mental, meaning like it's in the mind. It's the fast moving mental energy of the mind, and I think that can be very exciting, stimulating,
super exciting,
right?
Stimulating. There you go.
Those are more the words, and words are so important to Gemini too, right? So that fits.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, pattern connecting and somebody saying something that stimulates you to think about something else. And I can see that all with Gemini. Who else do we have?
Oh, God, there's so many people. I saw Tiger Woods, Barbara Streisand, Daniel Day Lewis, who's an exceptional actor and lays low kind of underneath. Keith Richards, who certainly, you know, famous for being in the Rolling Stones and also must have some influence with Mars and Gemini on the lyrics, and Jimmy Page, who's the lead guitarist. It's funny to see the two of them right next to each other, right? Keith Richards, who's the lead guitar for the Rolling Stones, Jimmy Page, who's the lead guitar for Led Zeppelin, and the way in which they must have contributed to the lyrics of the music by having Mars and Gemini. They would never have had a backseat to writing lyrics. Some funny people, right? Kevin Hart.
Oh yeah.
You Grant, because Gemini is a comedian.
So yes.
Especially in men's charts. I think that's important to note that Gemini is also some level of humor, so you're going to see a funny, silly kind of energy,
playful.
Mars and Gemini, maybe a little bit less. There's Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, also Mars and Gemini, a really great orator, somebody that can set up and really deliver an amazing, sort of mesmerizing and compelling public address. People right at the time when television was fairly new, and that he commended that, and the radio, he was on the radio a lot. And Steve Rao, who's another comedian, was in Gemini. So the energy of Gemini is quite good. How do we work on Tina Fey, another comedian?
Oh man,
how do we as a group of people work on capitalizing on Gemini? And I think what you were saying in the beginning, right? It's a great time to communicate. It's also like just being able to get your feelings down. And it's a great time to read. You know, find something to read, pick up a book, read something.
Exactly. Yeah, the curiosity part of Gemini is such a positive attribute, and adding that to, the our Mars, our desire to change things, is fabulous. It can be really used in a really positive way. I think maybe, sometimes people with Mars and Gemini can be scattered or superficial or, changing frequently what they're going after, but at the same time, they're really open and it's a very flexible sign. So, staying curious about what's going on in your life or what you're interested in or following a lead that you've found recently would be maybe a positive direction, a good use of this energy, I think.
Watching comedy, being able to laugh, being able to lighten up things that have been so heavy. I think by the time we see the sun going down,
Dr. Craig. Yeah, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I'm cutting out a little bit for me. I'm sorry about that.
Are you there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I think maybe you're not hearing me in the pauses.
Yeah, there's a little bit of feedback. Oh, maybe it has calmed down a little bit. Too much
Good.
Mars and Gemini energy.
Yeah. So, I think recommendations for how we can capitalize on this or on to anybody, traditional Mars and Gemini, make sure that you're not being too scattered, too dismissive. You don't want to discharge your responsibilities just because we're moving from Mars and Taurus, which is an incredibly responsible, grounded energy, over to Mars in Gemini, which is much faster paced. Doesn't mean you should lose your contact with the ground. And Earth in their chart, definitely, have some opaque stone like agate or jasper or just a really nice rock that you might find at the beach. Put that in your pocket, and that's going to help stay grounded through Mars and Gemini, because you don't want to get too untethered. Not good to have that energy. It's to make things go faster. It's going to make things go faster for sure. And they're going fast enough already, right? It's March. What happened? What happened to January and February?
What happened? Oh my gosh, I know it's incredible, but it's exciting. We're getting to the spring and we're, I mean, everything seems to be moving really fast. We've got a bit of the vaccine rolling out. We've got some sun coming through. I think it's great. We had the Mars rover land. We've got new things that we're opening up to. So very exciting there.
Was saying in the beginning that the chart has no fire, but more the air signs still move the fastest, right? The air signs are incredibly fast. Even faster than fire is electricity. The mind is very fast, the fire signs and the air signs move very fast, and the air signs and Gemini and Aquarius, which is what almost half the planets are in right now, are causing everything to heat up, like this freedom. The World War One, and which was in the teens, right, of the 1900s. And then right after World War One was the Spanish flu, which was 1918 and 1919, and that led into the Roaring Twenties, flapper girls and socializing and dancing, and people were really out socializing like they had never been before. There was a liberation from restriction. So there's going to be a natural, a backlash, but a rectification, a natural swing of the pendulum back to excitement. And you can see Mars in Gemini being the first inklings of that, the first taste of that.
Of course. Yeah. All the people that I've been in contact with that have had the vaccine have said, oh my gosh, I didn't even quite realize how closed off we were, or I was, or it's just a product of feeling a little bit free. Now we're getting a little taste of that freedom. We're allowed to go outside. We're allowed to potentially start seeing other people, eat inside restaurants and get together and hug. And, these are really exciting and kind of stimulating times. And I can totally see Mars in Gemini being the one to rein us in or bring us in a little bit, give us a little taste, get us excited.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said before, that Mars rover, that was super exciting to me. I started looking into, more of the space satellites and getting all curious about that. And, we finally made it. It's just new frontiers we're facing and a new world we're coming into.
Yeah. Yeah. Initially there's really nothing else out there. And I think we probably will discover that until we really break through our technology, there aren't what you would call natural resources on Mars that are necessarily going to help us here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in the end, there's going to be a lot about that, I think they're trying also to figure out that if there was water there, what happened to it? Because they don't want that to happen here.
Mm.
So there appears to be a lot of evidence that there was water on the surface of Mars, because when you look at it, you can see, those patterns of little rivulets and deltas. You can see deltas, and they're probably not having been caused by wind. Sometimes wind mimics water. It's very interesting when it interacts with Earth. So have you ever noticed that when you go to the ocean, sometimes you can walk into a certain kind of beach, especially where the waves are not too big. And when you go into the ocean, the sand is like rippled like a washboard on the bottom underneath the ocean. And then when you go out onto the sand and you walk up onto a flat section, you can see the same rippling that's been caused by the wind. And so sometimes wind and water can do the same thing. But the scientists believe that what witnessing on Mars was water activity, because certain compounds, which is an iron-based compound, any kind of very heavy it's a shiny crack. They may be that evidence. It's only made in the presence of water. I think it's water that's been on Mars. If it was water on Mars, where did it go? Because we'd like to know that before.
Yeah, let's get curious about it. Exactly. I like that.
Or go on a riff of science and all that. That I like you put the Mars position because talking about Mars, and I think that curiosity, Mars in Gemini, it's curiosity, but it's a curiosity to learn. So for all of us, there's an opportunity to do that. There's an opportunity for us to connect with what it is that we want to learn, and that information may come to us more easily and more readily now, so that we can learn it.
Yeah, I like that idea. The ideas coming to us easier, the information coming to us easier. I mean, we always talk about, you know, with Mercury, who's associated with Gemini, the information exchange or the disruption of information. But with Mars, we'd have to think that the information moves fast and it's right on us and, you know,
available.
You know, available, right? Bringing us along.
Beautiful. Well, I'm good. I think I want to just tell everybody I'm glad that you're here. Last week we had a big technical difficulty, and that's why we didn't get to do the show last week, because somehow the interface with Blog Talk didn't really work. And we went on the air, and then within just a few seconds, we realized that our audio wasn't functioning properly. So sorry about that. We're glad that everything seems to be good. I'm Dr. Craig Martin, here with Christina Martin, my co-host. We're bringing you the Inside Connection, astrology at your service. And we'd like to let you know that if you would like to find more about us, you can find out about readings at sageofstars.com and Sage of Stars on Twitter and Facebook. And to learn about studying astrology yourself, you can go to losangelesastrologyschool.com. That's Christina and I's working an educational facility that you can learn online right now. Live classes, beginner classes starting all the time. So you can check that out too. I hope everybody is well and staying well, and we'll be here next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific. Good night now.
I look forward to it. Have a nice night, everyone.